Hey there, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart, and I am so glad that you found me. In this podcast, I just share my heart, I love to share scripture, and I love to dish out encouragement. So thanks for finding me. I pray that this podcast encourages you and fills you with joy. Hello there, this is Amanda with Joyful Heart Family, and I am out for another morning walk and had some thoughts and thought that I would put them down here in the podcast. So you may hear dogs barking, birds singing, or cars going by. So I have been really frustrated lately. I am a work-at-home mom, entrepreneur, wannabe. And my husband has his own business, and he works crazy long hours. I don't know, 60, 70 plus hours a week. And honestly, he has worked this hard since we've been dating. When we started dating in college, it was homework. And then once we got married, it was his job. And he has always worked a ton. And that has been really hard at times because I love him and I love that he's hardworking, but he works so hard that oftentimes he doesn't have time to rest or play or have fun, and he can get stressed and it can just cause a lot of tension. And especially when we started having children, then it made it difficult with him working so much that most of the caring for the children and caring for the home has fallen to me. And now we've moved into a new house, and which I love, but he had asked that I contribute financially so that we can pay this larger water bill and electricity bill, etc. And of course, I'm happy to do that. I want to do that. I want to contribute financially. I am a hard worker as well. So I constantly find myself in this place of wanting to work hard, wanting to contribute financially, wanting to make a significant difference in the lives of people around me, to use my gifts and talents, to serve and help others, to make God famous, and to be compensated for that. With the struggle of being a mom and all of the demands and responsibilities that go with that. It is a struggle, y'all. And if you're a mom, and especially if you're a work-at-home mom or outside the home working mom, it is a struggle. Add on your spouse having a demanding career, and maybe you find yourself with some of the feelings and emotions that I do. Frustration, despair. It's not uncommon for me to cry and just be so upset and frustrated and cry out in prayer and ask the Lord for Him to intervene and to provide whatever it is that we need so that my husband can play and enjoy us and our family life can look more balanced or a little different is what I would love. So I have just felt this burden that creating more income and more money is all on me and in my own striving. And in a way, when you look at it, it is. But then when you look at it in a different way, I have to remember that every good and perfect gift is from God. He is the one who brings the financial blessings and abundance. Now, of course, that doesn't mean I don't work, but I get to this place where I stress out, freak out, get angry, get depressed, have all the emotions, thinking that it's all on me, and if I have to sign all the paperwork for school and do all the homework, and teach the dance classes and buy the groceries and all these things. It's so overwhelming. And really, what I would love to do is just put my head down and work the whole day and not have to deal with siblings fighting and my son defacing the home with whatever he's doing, a crayon or a pencil. So I just have this tension, and perhaps you do too, as a mama, as a woman who wants to contribute financially, or even just, I think, as a stay-at-home mom, it is still a struggle with wanting to create and use your gifts and talents, and then home life. It's just a struggle. So I was just thinking on my walk today and praying and asking the Lord to speak to my heart, and was reminded that here I am once again trying to make this thing happen in my own strength. I'm not relying on Him. It's just like a split-second shift that I go back and forth between in trusting God and then trusting myself. And yes, I do have to do the work, but it's God that brings the results, and that I need to surrender those results and the process to Him. I can't muscle the process. I can't make things happen. I can't have or force anyone to buy what I'm offering. But God brings those results. I work hard and diligently, and I surrender to His Holy Spirit and ask for guidance as I work to be effective and productive, and to that the Holy Spirit would guide me in my work, in my creating. But ultimately, I just work in obedience. He brings forth the outcomes. I was just thinking of the verse in Isaiah where it says, you'll go out and do your work, and that the land cheers for you, the trees clap, and the briars give way to shade trees, and the path becomes straight. We go out in joy, we come home in peace. And as I have contemplated that verse before, it just reminds me that I'm going out in joy, knowing that it's God who has called me to the work, and that I can go out with joy because ultimately I am His. I'm His idea. The work that He's given me, it's work He's given me. I don't have to muscle it and strive and be all stressed out about it. He's going to provide for me. He's going to take care of me. That's what it comes down to, is a surrender of things I want on my timeline. But really, I need to just trust Him. And then I come home in peace, knowing that the results of my work are in His hands. They're in His timeline. They're in His plan. And His plan is good. And as I can look back over my life and remember what He's done, and even the hard times, I can see how He is with me, then I can be blessed and know that He's going to be with me now, because He's always been with me in the past. I have, and I wrote a blog post about this on Joyful Heart Family, I have what I call an Ebenezer. An Ebenezer is my little journal that I have written down major things over the years. I went back and took an inventory of my life, and I write down major things that God has come through, major blessings, major crossroads in my life, and how He took care of me. Really, it's a catalog of God's faithfulness. It's remembering those specific times where God has been faithful. And I'll tell you what, when times are hard, I can go back to my little Ebenezer journal and I can look and say, okay, God was faithful here. He was faithful here. And I can believe that He's going to be faithful now. So, whatever you're going through, whatever you're doing, whatever your struggle bussing today, whether it's a new goal you're working on, or just trying to survive family life, or just wanting a little time for yourself to create something, or maybe you are an entrepreneur in your heart and you want it to become a reality like me, and you are struggling with the demands of household and the demands of working, and it's easy to want to shift one way or another, I just want to encourage you, wherever you're at, it's it's okay to be in that tension. Sit in that tension. Trust God. Sit in that tension, and in that tension, pray. God's word tells us to pray always and to be thankful always. So be thankful for the situations that you're in and pray. Ask the Holy Spirit and then be quiet, be still. What thoughts pop into your head and are they biblical? Oftentimes when I pray and I sit quietly, scripture will come to mind. So be in God's word, read his word every day. I pray that this encourages you today, wherever you are at, whatever circumstances you find yourself in. Let's rely on him to do the work, and let's trust him for the results of raising our kids, for allowing our businesses to grow, for allowing our dreams to take shape. He's good. He put all those good things there. Every good and perfect gift is from him.
Thanks so much for listening today. Again, this is Amanda Kelly with Joyful Heart Family, and I pray that this was a blessing to you. And if it was, I'm going to invite you to write a review or tell a friend about our podcast. I would really appreciate that so that that can help us get God's word and this podcast in more people's ears. Hey, I wanted to also let you know about several other resources that I offer that would totally bless you and your family. So I have Joyful Heart Family at www.joyfulheartfamily.com, which is a resource and a website with different inspiration and encouragement for your health, your wellness, your family, your relationship with God, even creating happy family traditions. I also have joyfulheartdance.com, which I started a family-friendly, God-honoring, dad-approved dance program for families. We offer classes online and in person in our Glendale, Arizona home studio. Visit joyfulheartdance.com or joyfulheartcourses.com to learn more and to take some of those online classes. I also started a courses website where we have inspiring and educational information and resources for you to grow in whatever area you are looking for. It's joyfulheartcourses.com. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much. Now go have a blessed and joyful day.